فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in Hadith number 21, we want to look at the topic of safety and security under the shadow of religion. Now the tradition for today is a bit lengthy, and it's a very profound and deep saying that we have from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And he touches upon the human psyche and upon his ability to overlook the shortcomings and faults of individuals, except if they are lacking in a specific area of life. Let us first look at this tradition and then delve into a very brief understanding of how the commentator of this tradition refers to it and speaks about it in our contemporary era. In this tradition, Imam Ali has been quoted as saying the following: "If I am assured that at least one trait of goodness is deeply rooted in a person, I will tolerate him because of that trait, and I will turn a blind eye to his lack of any other. However, I do not turn a blind eye to a lack of intellect or a lack of devotion in him. For to lack devotion is to lack inner peace, and one cannot savor life with fear and uncertainty. And to lack intellect is to lack life itself. And such a person can be compared to none but a dead man." In this tradition, again, which is a very powerful, thought-provoking statement from Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, he talks about a few different things that we have to reflect and ponder upon. He tells us that when he looks at an individual, if they have at least one good trait within them, then he's willing to overlook and pardon his other slips or blunders or faults within life. But in the same vein, the commander tells us that when it comes to two specific issues of life, two specific traits, that if he finds an individual does not possess these two, then he becomes very concerned. And his concern is not only about the individual themselves, but rather on a larger scale, and that is that their impact that these individuals will have on the society on a whole. So the Commander of the Faithful, he says that there are two traits that he is very concerned about, that if they are lacking in a person, then he needs to really take action in terms of how to rectify this individual. The one trait that he talks about is the lack of intellect, or the lack of aql. And the tradition tells us that intellect is something which is of utmost importance in the life of an individual. And when we look in the commentary of this hadith, we see that intellect is something which all of us, possess, or that we all profess to have, and that intellect from the religious traditions, from the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet and his noble family, is something than just being a smart person, being witty or being clever. And rather, intellect has been defined in Al-Kafi and other books of traditions as being something much grander and at a much higher level than just the power to think or reason or reflect. And actually, we are given the understanding that intellect really forms the basis of a human being. And so what the Commander of the Faithful is showing us is that one who lacks intellect is somebody who he really has to take a second thought when he deals with that individual, because lacking intellect may actually result in a person trying to mislead himself and, more importantly, mislead the masses. And so therefore we see when a person lacks intellect, or maybe as the commentary mentions, if they try to cover up their intellect without the reasoning of faith and of a God consciousness, a culture of belief in a divine entity, that such an intellect which is only going to seek to promote one's following of their own lower desires, their passions, their whims, and that this is something that is even prevalent in today's society, where they don't really destroy the intellect, as we are told, but rather they try to blanket it and cover it with materialism, with only looking out for one's own personal material benefit and gain. When we see this happening, then this becomes a danger to not only the individual, but as the commentary mentions, that this becomes a danger to entire society. The second point that the Commander of the Faithful mentions is a lack of religion, a lack of what he calls devotion or religiosity. That this also is a warning signal that the commander of the faithful is giving, that when you see somebody who lacks devotion, lacks commitment, lacks faith, religiosity, then this is also something to be aware of, because of the fact that one who lacks religious conviction, devotion, attachment to a supreme being, as he says, that this person actually lacks inner peace. And one cannot be safe from such an individual, because we believe that when a person lacks religious conviction, they don't believe in an afterlife, they don't believe in a greater truth out of this world, then they are willing to do whatever it is that they can and whatever they are able to do to attain their own personal objectives in the life of this world. Because they have no fear of a retribution, there is nothing that they believe will come after this life that will hold them to account. And so the commander of the faithful says that those who lack deen, who lack religion, who lack religiosity, who lack a firm commitment to a sound set of beliefs and a proper religious tradition, that he fears them and he has concern for such individuals, because again, they not only will impact themselves and bring themselves to a end which is not pleasurable, but rather they have the ability to infect and affect the entire society by their irreligious nature and character. And so therefore we see that the commander of the faithful tells us that if a person has a lack of these two things, intellect in the true understanding of what the aql is within the Islamic tradition, and also a lack of religiosity, of conviction, of firm following of the faith, then he is very concerned about such individuals and the impact that they may have on the entire society. And we see in the world today that many people are looking for religion, for a way of life, and we see that the masses of many countries, people are coming to religion, they're refinding what it means to be God conscious, and we see that many people around the world are especially coming into the religion of Islam. And this means that those who are the scholars, the teachers, the educators, those who can actually promote the Islamic ideology have even a greater responsibility with them to ensure that the correct teachings of Islam as taught in the Quran and as exemplified by the Prophet Muhammad and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, that this is the version, so to speak, of Islam that is promoted throughout society, an Islam which teaches the love of the Quran and the message of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. And we ask God to give us the ability to be those conduits to be able to teach and preach and propagate and educate and live the teachings of the Quranic ethos of life, again exemplified by the Prophet and his noble successors, his family. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.